If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
Every day, without even thinking, you do the mundane task of taking the trash out, perhaps even multiple times. Well, if you're tired of the routine, and more importantly, you don't want to be the average person producing around 1,000 pounds of waste a year, then switch out some of your daily habits with these super easy eco-friendly alternatives. Number 17, get a reusable shopping bag. Did you know that plastic items can take up to 700 years to decompose? Sounds crazy, right? And one of the biggest examples of plastic taking forever to go away is those bags you get each time you go to the grocery. I mean, you try to do the right thing and save them, but they just pile up so quickly that you end up throwing them away. It's way better to get into the habit of taking a reusable cloth bag when you go shopping. They don't take up much space, and some of them have cool or funny prints. If you're crafty, you can even make one on your own. String bags or wicker bags are also really popular right now. Number 16, avoid single-use cups. This is a super easy switch to make, yet it'll reduce your environmental footprint significantly. Every minute around the world, 1 million disposable cups are used and discarded. And most paper cups are unrecyclable because they're lined with polyethylene to prevent leakage. To stop using paper cups that go straight to the landfill, carry your own personal mug with you. You can buy a fancy reusable thermos to keep your drink warm, or just find a simple mason jar that you probably already have in your kitchen right now. Speaking of which, number 15, recycle and reuse jars for storage and refills. Every time you buy something in a jar from the store, don't just throw it away afterwards. Wash it out, sterilize it, and reuse it for something else. Those jars are perfect for storing food in the cupboards as well as in the fridge. But you can also use them to make your own candles, as a pen holder or a vase, for your beauty products, to keep some small objects that always get lost, such as buttons or hairpins, and, of course, for drinks. The options are really endless. Just use your imagination. While we're on the topic of drinks, number 14, get your own reusable water bottle. It takes up to 450 years for plastic bottles to break down. So it's more important than ever that we stop buying bottled water and switch to reusable alternatives. Take your water bottle everywhere you go and simply ask baristas and waiters at cafes or restaurants to refill it for you. Or you can always fill it up yourself at a refill station. There are other ways to reduce the number of plastic bottles in your household. Which brings us to number 13, buy products in bulk instead of getting single-use containers. How many times have you gotten in the shower to suddenly realize you're out of shampoo? Well, if you start buying larger containers, it'll happen less often, and it'll help the environment. The same goes for basically everything you use on a daily basis. Laundry detergent, dish liquid, hair conditioner, body lotion, face creams, and so on. Some beauty brands even sell shampoo bars. And if you're into experiments or au naturel options, then you can try to make them yourself using natural ingredients such as coconut oil. Number 12, say no to plastic straws. This one is hands down the easiest way to reduce waste, and it requires pretty much no effort on your part. It doesn't even occur to a lot of people that they can help out our planet just by asking cafe or restaurant personnel not to put a straw in their drink when ordering one. If you just can't imagine drinking without a straw, get a metal one that you can clean and reuse. Number 11, replace your synthetic bath sponge with a natural one. Yep, there are even green options for loofahs and bath brushes. Try to use natural materials like real sponges or bamboo brushes, and you'll notice that they get your skin a lot smoother than the synthetic kind. Win-win! Number 10, don't throw away your food. About one-third of all food produced in the world for human consumption gets lost or wasted every year. I know, it's hard to believe we're chucking out so much chow. If you have leftovers after dinner, store them in a container to eat the next day for lunch. Also, plan your meals for the next week ahead. This will help you avoid overpurchasing on groceries and save you a lot of money. Also, consider cooking more. cooking from scratch will give you a chance to dodge the plastic packaging that comes with takeaway food. Number 9. Repair and reuse items before buying new ones. It's time to get handy and creative. Before you buy something new to replace an item that's broken, see if you can fix it. Patch that hole, paint that table, or go to the tailor's or shoe repair shop before heading to the mall. Even if something's unsalvageable, you can breathe new life into it. Have a pair of old jeans that still fit? Cut them to make cool shorts for summer. Are your towels getting a little frayed? Cut them up to make cleaning cloths. Actually, that's also connected to the next point. Number 8. Stop using paper towels at home. Over 3,000 tons of paper towel waste is produced in the US alone. Having a box of reusable rags in your kitchen, laundry room, or wherever you might otherwise need one is a much better alternative. Or, of course, you can cut up old towels if you have them. What's great about these options is that you can just throw them in the washer and use them again and again. Plus, microfiber cloths clean furniture so much better than paper towels. Number 7. Stop buying so many new clothes. The world consumes over 800 billion pieces of clothing every year. I think we can all agree on one thing. That's a little excessive. Instead of trying to keep up with new trends that die just as quickly as they pop up, consider buying secondhand clothes at thrift or charity shops. It's also possible to get a new stylish gem absolutely for free. All you have to do is take part in a clothing swap party, where people bring outfits from their wardrobe they don't wear anymore. Could be a cool way to make friends, too! Number 6. Drink loose leaf tea. If you're a tea lover, then you should know that tea bags have plastic in them. So, switching from bagged to loose leaf tea will save a lot of waste. Start using a teapot with an infuser and enjoy your favorite drink. Plus, loose leaf tea just tastes better. Number 5. Consider eco-friendly feminine hygiene products. Sanitary pads are a bigger threat to our planet than you might think. Within 10 years, a woman will use around 2,000 pads. Yet, if you switch to a more eco-friendly menstrual cup, you'll only need just one. More and more women are making the switch, not only because they want to go low waste, but also because menstrual cups are a lot less hassle. A tampon or pad has to be changed every few hours, while a cup needs emptying only twice a day. If the cup isn't for you, then you do have other options, like period underwear or washable cotton pads. Number 4. Pack your lunch instead of eating out every day. This one requires a bit of commitment, since you'll have to prepare your lunch beforehand every day. But at least you'll avoid all the packaging that goes with takeaway food, not to mention all those extra calories. And if you're not on a diet and crave some junk food, don't we all, then just ask the baker to put your donuts, cupcakes, or whatever it might be into your container. Some places even give you a discount for that. Number 3. Look into rechargeable batteries. Your remote isn't working again because you forgot to buy new batteries. I know, it's only like the 10th time. Batteries are really bad for the environment because of the chemicals in them. While we can't give them up completely, it is possible to make them last much longer with rechargeable alternatives. Number 2. Reduce your junk mail. Let's get real. Most of the stuff in your mailbox goes straight into the trash can. Find out how to reduce the amount of junk mail you receive by contacting your bank, insurance provider, and other companies that send you mail to see whether you can get paperless statements sent to your email instead. Number 1. Recycle your old phone. Getting a new phone is always a joy. But this purchase can be even better if you get extra money from selling your old device to a recycling program. Our gadgets contain a variety of precious metals, copper, and plastics, so recycling them helps conserve these valuable materials, and the planet too!